Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 2nd, 2017. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. I'd like to read the first five verses of Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verses 1 through 5. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. There is no end to his greatness. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your power. I will ponder the glorious splendor of your majesty and all your marvelous works. This is a psalm of praise, and the psalmist piles up the kind of language that would give the reader or the singer or the chanter encouragement in glorifying God. I will say, though, that the word that caught my attention as I read these verses today is in verse 5. It's a verb where the psalmist says, I will ponder the glorious splendor of your majesty. Ponder, to meditate on, contemplate, mull over, chew on, to think about. To ponder the greatness of God is something that can occupy some time. My sense is that as a culture, we don't do much pondering. We do a lot of pinging back and to between this emergency or that commitment. Most of the folks that I talk to in a given week feel overwhelmed and over busy. They feel as if they are simply moving from one sort of difficult time to another, and they always feel like they're behind schedule. So how do we carve out time to ponder? Well, I'm not suggesting that pondering needs to be hours on end. Maybe pondering can happen in a couple of minutes or a few seconds. Maybe pondering is not about extensive time so much as it is about reminding ourselves of where we are in time, taking the moment to breathe, to center ourselves, to think about how God and God's presence in our lives lead us and guide us in our day-to-day activities. I'm recording this diary entry from the Chapel of the Ascension, our chapel at Trinity Church. And when I entered the chapel, I walked in the little foyer outside of the chapel and stood for a moment at our votive candle stand. Some of the candles are still burning from earlier today when they were lit after the liturgy or during the liturgy. It's a practice here at Trinity where people will light a candle as a representation of their prayers. Sometimes they light those candles before the liturgy begins, or sometimes after they've received communion, and for others, after the liturgy has concluded. But these candles represent prayers and concerns, thanksgivings, and petitions. These candles represent people taking a moment to ponder, to contemplate about and upon God and God's presence in their lives. My encouragement to you as we enter this final full week of Lent, next week is Palm Sunday and Holy Week ensues, but this sort of traditional last week of the Lenten season, maybe take a few minutes to ponder. To ponder how your journey has been this season. Are there places where you've experienced God? Are there moments where God's presence has been more keenly felt than others? Are you in a spiritual dry patch where it feels like you've been going through the motions but really haven't connected? Might be an opportunity to ponder that as well. To sit and be still if only for a minute or two, to think about and contemplate where you are on your journey of faith, to ponder the glorious splendor of God's majesty. That seems like a worthy spiritual exercise as we wind down Lent and gear up for Holy Week. Take a few minutes. If you have to, take a few seconds. Sit, breathe, ponder. The world will still be there when you get back to it. But think about how a few moments in praising God and pondering God's greatness might make a difference in the rest of your day, in the rest of your week, in the rest of this season, maybe even the rest of your life. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.